I'm Kevin Hatchard, and this is the Ultimate Sports Podcast. Coming up this week, we'll look ahead to the latest round of Premier League fixtures, with issues still to be decided at both the top and bottom of the table. History is set to be made in cycling next week, with the first ever women's tour to be held in Britain. We'll bring you the details on the Friends Life Women's Tour. And we'll also talk rugby, as Sam Ellard brings us the latest news. Well, we'll start with the Premier League fixtures, and it all kicks off on Saturday lunchtime as West Ham take on Tottenham. The Hammers are limping towards the finish line and are probably safe with 37 points in the bag already, but they'd love to get another win just to get to that 40-point mark and make absolutely sure. Tottenham in sixth, 3 points adrift of Everton, who are fifth. Tottenham will want a strong finish to the season, and their manager, Tim Sherwood, wants further evidence that he should be retained for next season, even though that looks increasingly unlikely. Aston Villa face what some of their fans have been describing this week as a cup final on Saturday as they entertain Hull City. Villa at the moment 3 points above the drop zone. They've got 3 games left, but the next two are very difficult indeed. They're away to Manchester City in midweek and then away to Spurs on the final day. So they really do need something out of this game against Hull City at Villa Park, but their home record has been patchy at best under their manager Paul Lambert. Ryan Giggs is looking for back-to-back wins as Manchester United manager. They take on Sunderland at Old Trafford. Sunderland, of course, escaped the drop zone with that impressive win against Cardiff last week. They're out of the drop zone on goal difference at the moment. Elsewhere, Newcastle up against Cardiff. Newcastle looking to avoid a 7th consecutive defeat. Their manager, Alan Pardew, is under pressure. He says he understands why the fans are frustrated.
I know they're disappointed and angry at the moment that we haven't got a result. It's a big club. They expect perhaps sometimes things we can't quite deliver, but we're trying our hardest. We're going to work hard this summer to make sure we got a team next year that can make this city proud.
Well, Cardiff are rock bottom after their defeat at the Stadium of Light last week. Their final game is at home to Chelsea. Their manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, wants something to be riding on that game, and he wants them to get a result at St James's Park.
It's still possible that we're out of the bottom three if we win this weekend. So we've got to give ourselves something to play for in the last game by winning this game. And that's not inconceivable. Just imagine how this place will be next weekend if we got something to play for.
Well, Fulham are second from bottom. Of course, they blew it last week. They were 2-0 up at home to Hull City and only drew at 2-2. If they got those 2 extra points, then they would be out of the bottom three. But they go to Stoke City, who are safe in mid-table. They want to make sure they get a top 10 finish under Mark Hughes, who's done some good work at the Britannia this season. So Fulham desperate to get anything they can to keep their hopes alive. Swansea against Southampton. Southampton have never really been in relegation danger, and Swansea are now out of trouble after they beat Aston Villa last week. And then the biggest game of the weekend at 5:30, Everton against Manchester City. Can Everton do their Mersey rivals Liverpool a favour by taking points off Manchester City? If they can't, then City very much in pole position to win the Premier League title. 2 big games on Sunday. Arsenal at home to West Brom. Arsenal looking to secure a Champions League spot for next season. West Brom still in danger, 4 points above the Premier League drop zone. And Chelsea, having won at Anfield so impressively last weekend, looking to recover from their Champions League defeat to Atletico Madrid. They're at home to Norwich. Chelsea 2 points adrift of the leaders Liverpool at the moment. So if they do win that game, it will ensure that they're still in the running going into the final day of the season. Norwich, well, they've dropped into the bottom three. They've lost their last 5 Premier League matches. They've lost their last 8 matches in the league on the road. They really are having a tough time. And the change of manager from Chris Hughton to Neil Adams has made absolutely no difference so far. So I can only really see a Chelsea win from that one. And then on Monday, Liverpool, the leaders, looking to win at Crystal Palace. Not an easy game. Manchester City won at Palace last weekend, 2-0. Liverpool will be looking to repeat that trick and give themselves a real chance going into the final round of matches. We'll find out just how damaging that defeat against Chelsea at Anfield was for Liverpool's morale. Well, now let's switch our attention to rugby. And with the latest news, here's our reporter, Sam Ellard.
The Super League commences this weekend after the Tetley's Challenge Cup took centre stage last weekend. On Saturday it's 10th versus 11th as the Catalan Dragons entertain Salford. The Dragons are without second rower Elliot Whitehead, who has suffered an ankle injury that will keep him out for several weeks. Salford are on a run of three straight defeats under new coach Houston Harris, but experienced forward Harrison Hansen says performances will improve with time. Huddersfield Giants and the Castleford Tigers battle out this weekend, and this tie has all the makings to be an exciting West Yorkshire derby. With both teams claiming two impressive wins over the Easter period, Daryl Powell and Paul Anderson will be looking to have their respective teams ready come Sunday. Also this weekend, bottom club Bradford Bulls welcome the Warrington Wolves to the Oddsall Stadium. The Bulls are on a terrible run of form, having lost their last seven league games. Although last weekend they did beat the Catalans 33-20 in the Challenge Cup. Also this weekend, Hull FC entertain Highflyers Wakefield and Hull KR take on Widnes Vikings. And now on to Rugby Union, and England international forwards Jeff Parling and Tom Youngs return to the Leicester team for Saturday's Aviva Premiership fixture at Sale Sharks. The Sharks' only defeat in their last six Premiership matches was the 12-27 home defeat to Harlequins in Round 19. Also this weekend, Saracens entertain Worcester. Worcester boss Dean Ryan has named an unchanged starting lineup for Saturday's must-win clash with Saracens at the Allianz Park. Saracens have already secured a place in the playoffs for a fifth successive year. The Saris have won their last two matches against Worcester. Also on Saturday, Gloucester take on London Irish and Wasps entertain Newcastle. And finally, on Sunday, Exeter entertain Harlequins. The hosts need a victory to keep themselves in contention for a European playoff spot, but have won just one of their last four Aviva Premiership matches. The Londoners go into the game in good form, having won their last three Premiership matches.
And we'll finish this week with cycling. The Friends Life Women's Tour 2014 gets underway on Wednesday. And with the details, here's Johnny Hart.
It's the first time there's been a women's cycling tour in this country. The race will be run over 5 days until May the 11th and has been granted the highest possible ranking for a stage race by the UCI, cycling's governing body, ensuring some of the big names in the sport will be taking part. I spoke to Karen Burrell, the marketing operations director for the title sponsors of the tour, Friends Life, who says there's plenty for those who come to see the race to enjoy.
It isn't just around the elite race, it's around the local involvement. So there'll be women in sport festivals at each of the key stage towns, and that includes school events at the start and finish points, and various stands and activities to encourage women and girls in particular to participate in sport for fun, and activity stands for other women's sports. We've got lots of interest locally. We've got five-a-side soccer teams, touch rugby, jogging clubs, Breeze Network cycle ride groups, and join your gym activities. So there'll be a huge amount going on to promote sport and sport for women in particular.
Sounds very good indeed. As sponsors, you must be pleased that the tour has been granted the highest possible ranking for a stage race by the UCI.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic accolade, and the race very much deserves it. Some of the biggest names in female cycling are going to be taking part, world champions, Olympic champions. It's very much an elite event, and I believe for the first time the women will be receiving the same prize money as for the men's race, and that's fantastic. So yes, it really very much deserves its UCI rating.
And there are some really big names in women's cycling, if not the biggest names in women's cycling competing.
There are, and it's absolutely fantastic that there's such a high caliber field of cyclists that has been confirmed. So the likes of Lizzie Armistead, Laura Trott, Marianne Vos will all be competing, along with Danny King, who joined us at our press release last week in London, and is the Olympic gold medal winner and triple world champion, and also Lucy Garner, who is the double world junior race champion. So, yeah, really pleased with the calibre of the field. And that means that the women's tour will rightly get a huge amount of interest from the media. And Friends Life are delighted to be part of that amazing opportunity.
So, Karen, if people want to see the racing, how do they find out where each stage is taking place?
So information about each stage of the Friends Life Women's Tour is on the tour website, which is www.womenstour.co.uk. And that includes lots of really useful information, route maps, start and finish times and location, plus also the latest news about the tour and photos as well as the race unfolds. The tour stages they start on Wednesday the 7th of May in Oondle and run through to Northampton. On the Thursday from Hinckley to Bedford, the Friday from Felixstowe to Clacton-on-Sea. On Saturday it moves to Cheshunt through to Wellingarden City. And on Sunday, with the start in Harwich and the grand finish in Bury St Edmunds on the Sunday lunchtime. So the start times vary on each of the days, somewhere between 10 and 11.30, with the finish around lunchtimes. So that we're expecting lots of people to come along at the start and finish, but also to be lining the routes as well. And there'll be lots of opportunities to see the cyclists and some of the top British cyclists and international cyclists taking place in the race from along the routes.
Well, that's it for this week. From myself, Kevin Hatchard, and the rest of the team at the Ultimate Sports Podcast, it's goodbye for now.